Well, I can empathize with Gary even more after a morning of ministry like this to have to get up and give announcements. Kind of mundane. We appreciate very much what we have heard, and I can't speak for everybody else, but it's been searching to my own soul, so we thank the Lord for that. Now, lunch will be served shortly. Ken and Jeannie Van Dorn have prepared a fabulous meal that you won't want to miss. It'll be worth the wait. And if you've been to our conference before, you know there will be a wait, as we will go down to the dining hall in the basement through the door to my left on the ramp and enjoy that good meal. So the brother that closes as soon as I'm done with the announcements, if he would please also give thanks for the food. And then because the basement as well is small and cramped, once you're done eating, if you could continue your visiting upstairs, that would keep the congestion down for us so that they can reset the tables for the next meal. The next meeting will be at 2 p.m. And as I mentioned this morning, just help us by being prompt. And if you've saved a seat, please be in it when the meeting starts. And we'll usually try to start singing a little bit ahead of 2 o'clock. And the Lord reminds us that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Two vacancies in heaven have been filled this morning during this conference. Our brother Chet Ludos just went home to heaven this morning. And the next one may not be as well known among most of us, but it certainly does affect believers that we know. But Victor Decker also went to heaven this morning. So that's the brother of Lois Swillinga and Dale and Elton Decker. So remember those families in your prayers.